Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
One of the things I say online is you have to avoid controversial topics. Obviously, you don't want to talk about politics, you don't want to talk about religion, you don't want to talk about sex or gender, because it stirs an incredible amount of emotions. Now, we just got done with one of the most incredible elections that I think anybody has ever seen. And I don't care whether you're on the side of the winner or the side of the loser, if you're out there protesting, if you're celebrating, whatever it is, you have a whole sense of emotions that are just overwhelming you. Now, I don't know about you guys, but man, as a business owner, these things tend to make us lose sleep, right? I mean, you're worried about what's going to happen with my business. Where is the economy going? Am I going to be able to sustain? What's happening? And the future is always unpredictable. So what I want to talk about today is what I've found to be the five things that keep business owners up at night. Now, I'm sure there's a lot more and you can add to this list, but you know, through research, I went and looked at a whole bunch of blog posts and I looked at a bunch of reports. And what I did is I tried to figure out, if you're a small to mid-sized business owner, what's keeping you up at night? What are the things that are keeping you, your head spinning? Because we all have been there. I mean, you're laying in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're just going, oh man, if I only did. Or you get up first thing in the morning and you're dreaming about processes and things like that. And that happens to me all the time. So what are the five things that keep business owners up at night? Number one is generating more sales. Obviously, if you can generate more sales, your business is going to be a heck of a lot more profitable, right? And I've heard this mentioned many times. I don't know who to attribute it to, but literally, there are only three ways to increase your sales. Number one, increase your number of customers. Number two, increase the average order size. And number three, increase the number of repeat purchases. So that's what you have to do, is you have to look at your strategy and say which one of these things, or all three in a combination, are going to help me increase my sales. The second thing that keeps people up at night is cash flow. And that's a hard thing to manage. Now, I could tell you this, you know, you have an accounting system, you invoice people, and hopefully they live up to their commitment. I just got off the phone with a buddy of mine who has spent upwards of almost 9 months trying to get people to pay their bill. And he's struggling and struggling and struggling, and they don't pay it because they want a refund. They don't feel like they got what they wanted. All right. But then there's other people where you do exactly what they want and they still don't pay you. One of the things I found is the larger the project, the easier generally it is to get paid. It's the $1,000, $5,000, $25,000 projects where people already have the money allocated, it's committed and ready to go. It's the $100, the $50, the $200 sales that you spend as much time invoicing and reminding people, hey, y'all owe me money, can I get it? You spend as much time trying to collect those little invoices as you do the big ones. So that's the thing you have to think about, is try to focus on larger projects if you can. That's going to help increase your cash flow because you get bigger sums of money in on a regular basis rather than dinking and dunking from $100 and $50 sales. So think about how you can use your business to grow the size of your customers. Number three is controlling expenses. And that's the third thing that keeps people up at night. And if you're like most, there are subscriptions out there. It's like magazine subscriptions, newspaper subscriptions. You know, we finally let our newspaper subscription go, and I think we had probably 10 calls saying, hey, we're going to give it to you for 50% off. 50% a week will give you, you know, only $26 a year. You'll get a weekly newspaper. Well, guess what? We don't read it. It gets recycled. So why are we going to pay 26 bucks for something we don't use? And I bet you if you went through and looked at your accounting system, you will find certain things that you're paying on a monthly basis that don't make sense. So here's the key to controlling expenses. Get your arms around them. I am a QuickBooks junkie. I'm looking at what I'm paying every single month. I've joined up for so many things and found that I wasn't getting the value and wasn't using them. Now, if you are getting value and are using them, then maybe cancel something else and invest more in the things that you're actually getting value out of. Stop the things you're getting no value, invest more in the things that you are getting value. That will help you grow your business. The fourth thing is increasing your customer base. Now, we talked about this in point number one, right? Increase the number of customers. But the question becomes, where do you find them? How do they find you? It really boils down to how you are marketing. And what you have to do is you have to identify who your perfect customer is, what are their pain points, and what methodologies can you use to communicate with them on a regular basis. That may mean a blog, a podcast, a print newsletter. It could be mailing postcards. It could be doing anything. But you have to identify them. You have to find out where they're at. And then you have to constantly keep churning that engine to say, we're here to help. We're here to help. We have the solution. When you're ready, give us a call. So it's a long-term process, but the way you increase the number of customers is building that know, like, and trust, making sure that people understand that you offer a perfect solution to their most challenging problems. That's how you increase and expand your customer base. And then finally, competition. A lot of people worry about the competition. Now, I'm in a lot of businesses, but one of the key ones is web development. All right? If I spent all my time trying to fight my competition, I would basically be spinning my wheels because there are people's neighbors' dogs who do websites. There's challenges from India where they do them for $5 or $10 an hour. So here's the thing to overcome your competition. That is, be the best that you can be and provide over and above customer service. And when you finish the project or the sale, ask your customer three questions. Number one, are you satisfied? Number two, is there anything we could have done better to make your experience more pleasurable or more satisfactory or giving you a better return on investment? And then number three, is there anybody you know in your circle of influence or friends or business cohorts that could benefit from this same kind of product or service? So those are the five things. Let's review them one more time. Number one, generate more sales. You can only do it by increasing the number of customers, increasing the average order size, or increasing the number of repeat purchases. Number two is cash flow. Try to work on bigger projects. You get more cash in a bigger influx, and you don't have to chase those little bills. Number three, controlling expenses. Focus on what's working and stop spending on what's not. Number four, expanding your customer base. Find out where your perfect customers are hanging out and communicate with them and get them to engage. And then finally, competition. We all have competition. You need to focus on your customers exceeding their expectations and getting them to know, like, and trust you enough that they recommend you to their friends. As a small business owner, we all know we work lots of hours and probably don't get as much sleep as we should. But if you deal with these five things, it's going to help to get your arms around what's going to help make you more successful. Ultimately, that's what this podcast is about, your success. Share it and give us a review on iTunes.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.